saving money on exterior wall lights. Now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Exterior lights enhance the look of your home. Choose from over 50 options from Patriot Lighting. Now through May 19th, get $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on in-stock outdoor wall lights. Check out our entire selection of outdoor lights and see the rest of our deals happening now on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, cuz, welcome to the next episode of How Good It Is, the show that takes a closer look at songs from the rock and roll era, and we check out some of the stories behind those songs. And today, we're looking up at 99 Luftballons.
How good it is.
Hi there, I'm Claude Call. Boy, did I miss you guys. Let's do some trivia. This is a quick one for ye. One of these artists had a number one hit in the UK as a solo artist in the 1970s. In fact, it was the biggest hit of the year in which it was released. Was that performer John Oates of Hall & Oates, Art Garfunkel of Simon & Garfunkel, or Dash Crofts of Seals & Crofts? I will have that answer and the song in question near the end of the show. Okay, I think we need to get a couple of rumors out of the way before we go anywhere. First, Nana's name isn't Nana, although this isn't like Blondie, where everybody calls Deborah Harry Blondie, even though it's the name of the band, not the performer. Nana is called Nana publicly, but her real name is Gabriella Kerner. Second, Nana did not commit suicide in the 1980s. I don't know where that one came from, but the really weird thing is that when I started doing the research for this episode and trying to track down that rumor, well, it turned out that the first week of September 2021, just as I started researching, another death hoax about her began spreading on social media. Happily, as I record this, she is alive and well. Let me say this about this song. If your entry to it was 99 Red Balloons, then I feel very sorry for you, my friend, because the original German version is definitely better. In fact, the whole album, which is also titled Nana, is a banger. When I was in college, I worked in college radio, and I played a few tracks off that album just because I liked the way they sounded. And it didn't hurt that my girlfriend was a German major, and she could tell me what the songs were about, since the lyrics printed on the inner sleeve were also in German, which didn't really help me any. So this song, well, stuff off this album, really. Yeah, it reminds me of her. And for what it's worth, Mr. Mistress Kiri, which I talked about in episode 126, also reminds me of her. And there are two other songs, but I don't think I'll do episodes on those two. Maybe I'll reveal those in the newsletter, if you ask nicely.
Hast du etwas Zeit für mich? Singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons auf ihrem Weg zum Horizont.
99 Luftballons is a song about brinkmanship and the way that ridiculously small things can escalate into full-scale wars. The basic premise of the song, in German, is that someone in a radar shack sees a bunch of balloons come up on their radar screen and marks them as unidentified flying objects. Both sides scramble the fighter jets and go to full alert because they think the other side is launching an attack. This leads to an all-out war lasting 99 years. And at the end of the song, Nana is picking through the rubble and she finds a balloon. She says she thinks of you and she lets it fly. Now in the English version, Nana and you, the listener, go into a toy store and buy the balloons, which are subsequently let go and then identified as threats. The planes are scrambled and there's a conflict, but for how long isn't really clear, but it's also ended up in a lot of destruction. Nana is looking around for some sign that humanity was there, and she finds that single red balloon. So where did this story originate? Well, believe it or not, with the Rolling Stones. Guitarist Carlo Cargis was at a Rolling Stones concert in West Berlin in 1982 when he noticed that balloons were being released. Now remember, this is back when the Berlin Wall was still a thing and part of the city was controlled by the Soviet Union. Cargis watched this mass of balloons float away and change shape, looking like a strange spacecraft, and he began to wonder what would happen if they floated past the Berlin Wall over into East Germany and therefore over Soviet airspace. The band also related a story from 1973 that was part of their inspiration. Some high school students in Nevada staged a prank by tying 100 Mylar balloons together to a traffic flare. One of the balloons got away before the launch, so they had 99 balloons on this setup. The flare was lit, and the balloons launched, and the red flame from the flare made the reflective balloons look like a big pulsating red object floating over Red Rock Canyon. I actually did find this story in a newspaper archive, but I was thwarted by a paywall, so I'm contenting myself with the fact that there is an article. The whole thing did actually happen. Now, there is a subtext to the song as well, because Germans are good at that sort of thing. It's also about the dreams of the German people, which were snuffed out after World War II ended. And in that interpretation, the balloons represent the dreams that the people had and how they were shattered. And at the end of the song, she's looking to prove that the German people did, in fact, have dreams by finding a balloon, any balloon. And she does find one balloon, that's one dream, and she lets it go. The song was first released in Germany, of course, in 1983, and the record company really didn't have any intention of releasing the song in America until a disc jockey at KROQ in Los Angeles got a hold of the song and started playing it. Now, as I noted earlier, college radio stations, such as mine, were already playing the record, so it's entirely possible that this disc jockey heard it from a college station and picked up on it for his station. Nina eventually recorded an English version of the song with the title translated into 99 Red Balloons, and that was released in the United States. For that version, the lyrics were translated into English by Kevin McAlay, who is mostly known for working with Kate Bush and David Gilmour. Now, whether you heard the English version or the German version while it was climbing the charts, that really depended on where in the country you lived. Basically, it was the German version that was the hit, and that's the one that made it all the way up to number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in March of 1984. The song that kept it out of the number 1 position was Jump by Van Halen. And I guess it's worth mentioning that 99 Luftballons is not the highest charting German song on the Billboard chart. Only 2 years later, Falco's Rock Me Amadeus made it all the way to number 1. The German version also made it to number 1 in Australia, New Zealand, Japan, and most of Europe. It was a top 10 hit in Spain and a top 25 in Poland.
Hast du etwas Zeit für mich? Dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons auf ihrem Weg zum Horizont.
Now it's kind of interesting to me that the most prominent covers of this song were both done by Nena. In 2002, the band released a cover which had a little more of a power ballad feel to it. This version was included on their album titled Nena featuring Nena. For what it's worth, I rather like this cover. And incidentally, if you're looking for a good translation from the German to the English, go look for this song on YouTube and find the official version. The English captions are already there. You don't have to turn them on.
Hast du etwas Zeit für mich? Dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons.
Then, in 2009, the band cut another version, which was a little bit closer to the original.
Alors écoute ma chanson, des 99 ballons qu'on a lâchés à l'horizon.
It originally aired as part of a European special called Summer of the 80s, which aired on the European Arte channel. The video itself was animated with 8-bit art because it was meant to have a throwback look to it, and because it was meant to have a pan-European feel to it, some of the verses were sung in French. And I'll tell you what, that song has been around for 40 years now, and Gabriella Kerner's voice has not changed appreciably in all that time. I know my voice isn't the same today as it was then, and she's got a couple of years on me. Not many, but a couple. Now, these aren't the only covers of the song, of course. There was a German version by the group Kaleido, which was recorded and used in the 2017 film Atomic Blonde, but no other version has really penetrated the public consciousness. And one more bit of 99 Luftballons trivia for you before I move on. In 2006, the cable station VH1 ran a fundraiser for Hurricane Katrina relief, where viewers who made donations could choose which videos the station would play. One viewer donated $35,000 and requested continuous play of both 99 Luftballons and 99 Red Balloons for an hour. The station took his money, and then they ran the song repeatedly from 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. on the morning of March 26, 2006. And now it's time to answer our trivia question. Back on page 2, I asked you which of three artists who were typically part of a duo had a huge hit in the UK in the 1970s, and you got to choose from Dash Crofts, Art Garfunkel, and John Oates.
Is it a kind of dream?
Well, that would be Art Garfunkel, who had the biggest hit of 1979 in the UK with his song Bright Eyes, which came from the animated film Watership Down. It spent 6 weeks in the number one slot over there, and it sold over a million copies. In fact, the song was a pretty big hit all over Europe, landing mostly in the top five. Here in the United States, it didn't even crack the Hot 100, although it did peak at number 29 on the Adult Contemporary chart. And that, my friend, is a full lid on another edition of How Good It Is. If you are enjoying the show, please take the time to share it with someone and maybe even leave a rating somewhere. And now you can support the show over at patreon.com/howgooditis. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can email me at howgoodpodcast@gmail.com, or you can follow the show on Twitter or Instagram at howgooditis. You can also visit, like, and follow the show's Facebook page at facebook.com/howgooditispod. Or you can check out the show's website, howgooditis.com, where you might find a few extra bits. Next time around, we're going to find out how good it is when I talk to John Hall again, only this time it's face-to-face. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next time.
How good it is.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.